By the time the House vote came, members had been plied with free food by Governor Hassan and heard 2 hours' worth of mostly familiar arguments. Critics like Democrat Patricia Lovejoy of Stratum said if one casino were allowed, more would inevitably follow.
It will never remain as just one casino. There is no state that has only one casino.
Backers like Republican Frank Saporetto of Derry argue that New Hampshire needs money and a casino is the most politically palatable way to generate it.
New Hampshire raises its money from booze, butts, and bets.
Other supporters said a casino would create scores of jobs. Republican Gary Azarian represents Salem.
4,000 initial jobs, 2,000 jobs to construct it, high-paying construction jobs, 2,000 to 2,200 jobs to organize it, staff it, and manage it.
Democrat David Campbell of Nashua, meanwhile, warned against inaction in the face of casinos coming to Massachusetts.
If New Hampshire does nothing, it is estimated that New Hampshire residents will gamble about $100 million a year in Massachusetts. That means our own residents will contribute $25 million a year to the Massachusetts budget, instead of the New Hampshire budget.
But a recurrent question from opponents was who would benefit most from passing this bill. Republican Steve Valancourt represents Manchester and supports expanded gambling. He said any close reading of the proposal makes clear Millennium Gaming would be the main beneficiary. Millennium had a hand in drafting the bill, holds an option to buy Rockingham Park, and has proposed spending $600 million on a casino there.
Every step of the way, this bill was designed to provide money for an out-of-state company and less money for the state of New Hampshire. That is no bargain. Well, maybe it's a corrupt bargain, but it's no bargain for the state of New Hampshire. And that's why I feel compelled to stand before you to say the only solution is to ITL this bill and start over.
Most in the House seem to agree. After the House voted to kill the bill, it also voted against reconsidering it, meaning it can't be revived by this legislature. That, said Democratic Senator Lou D'Alessandro, the proposal's lead author, was akin to driving a stake through the bill's heart.
Obviously, I'm disappointed, but the House now must come up with the monies that are needed to balance the budget. And the onus is on the House to do that.
Governor Maggie Hassan, for her part, says she'll continue to work towards a budget that reflects her goals. But as she briefed reporters, Hassan didn't hide her frustration.
The New Hampshire House didn't listen to the people of New Hampshire about the priorities that they support and about the way of funding those priorities that they support.
Hassan had hoped to add $80 million in casino licensing fees to the state budget. By her reckoning, the casino would also net the state future revenue of $120 million a year. House budget writers declined to include such money in the House's spending plan. And according to Finance Committee Chair Mary Jane Wallner of Concord, House members do listen to the people, but that's not the extent of their job.
They also want to be sure that if they're going to give away a valuable asset of the state, the very valuable asset that we have, being able to have a gaming license, you have to be very careful that you make the best deal for the state that you can. I think that's how people voted today.
GOP leaders of the state Senate said they don't anticipate trying to add the casino to their state budget plan, but they do expect to kill the handful of tax increases passed by the House. Several of those, including a 12-cent hike to the state's gasoline tax and a 20-cent hike to the tobacco tax, are slated to be voted on later today. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.